Welcome to On Texas Football Special Sunday Edition. Jerry Hamilton and CJ Vogel with me. Actually, they're out at the airport in Austin right now. A bunch of players leaving Austin after official visits this weekend. Jerry and CJ out there talking to some guys as they get going. I got to ask y'all first, before we give individual updates on players, okay, any big news or anything that, you got from an overall feel of this weekend thus far?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing to me is Javion Hilson, first time he's ever been on campus at Texas, he pretty much put Texas over Florida after the official visit. We'll get into that more talking, you know, when we talk about Hilson, but he pretty much said it's Florida State or Texas. I mean, so I guess Florida's stay at the day's end didn't last too long.
CJ, what about you? Overall thoughts from guys you talked to so far?
Well, of course, you know, just seeing Tanuk Hines come on a campus, he was a late addition to the official visit weekend. Late Thursday night, we got word. Obviously, he was on campus Friday, Saturday, Sunday, leaving this afternoon as well. So him adding to this group, of course, was kind of, you know, up in the air about when he would officially visit to Texas. Texas getting him in now, kind of a bit of a surprise. And, of course, it sets a good, you know, I guess getting the staff a good idea of what's to come the next 2 weeks when 18 and 20 official visitors come in respectively over the next week, 2 weeks.
Interesting. So y'all are basically out there. Let's start with Tanuk Hines, Jerry, okay, because you were one of the guys that broke the news on late Friday that Hines, the wide receiver out of Spring Dakaney, was in town. You caught up with him today. What were his thoughts post official visit in Austin?
Yeah, so I would classify that as a Texas lean right now over USC headed into the Notre Dame visit. I think Notre Dame's a player for Tanuk Hines. I thought he had a great visit. I think Chris Jackson had a really good discussion with his father last night with Hines' father. I think Texas, Steve Sarkisian, they had really good conversations. They're recruiting him as a wide receiver, but did mention, look, if we need you at corner or defensive back, we'll talk to you about that. Tanuk prefers wide receiver, didn't totally rule out playing another position. He wants to be a wide receiver. That's the position he wants to play, but he did not totally rule out playing defensive back. But I thought Texas is in a pretty good spot for him, and he goes to Notre Dame this next weekend, June 14th through 16th, and then Baylor the 21st through 23rd. He told On Texas Football, and it's on OTF.com right now, that he will make a July decision and announce that where he's going to be headed in July. And he already visited Arizona State and USC once again. Visited Texas this weekend. I think Texas, of those visits, is the favorite. I think Notre Dame and Texas may be where this competition comes from, not ruling out USC, but then Baylor's also on the visit list.
Jerry, you and CJ both talked about this. A couple years ago, Steve Sarkisian was down in Houston watching Jonah Wilson, who at that time was a Texas commitment, as well as Ryan Niblett, who was a Texas commitment. And y'all both said that on that day, Tanuk Hines was the best player on the field.
Yeah, I was
that man that went 6'1", 185, ran a 10.45, 100 meter. He's got speed, guys. This seems to be a – and, Jerry, you mentioned this over the weekend. It seems to be a theme for Texas football right now, recruiting speed.
This is crazy, Bobby. I was at that game. Were you at that game too? CJ was at that game too. Obviously, we didn't talk that day. We worked for different places. But, yeah, I mean, Steve Sarkisian and Brennan Marion, the then Texas receivers coach, was at that game. And, obviously, Ryan Niblett was committed. Jonah Wilson, I think, was in between his commitments at the time. But Tanuk Hines, because Jonah Wilson got that bracket coverage that night, Tanuk Hines looked like the best player on the field that night. I mean, the thing that stood out to me, CJ, was how physical he played and how fearless he is as a player. So it's one thing to be fast, but he's fearless and tough on the field.
Yeah, and I think that's why you see that conversation about defensive back as well, right, because of how fearless he plays. That speed is enough to keep him on the field at some point, whether it's at wide receiver, whether it's at defensive back. He's a football player, and he'll make that known anytime that he's on the turf.
Yeah, and to add to that, Anthony Williams, the head coach at Dakaney, he's playing Tanuk at wide receiver and safety this year to help win football games. And so Tanuk Hines, he's going to have more experience at defensive back this year. But, again, he wants to play wide receiver. But he's one of those prospects because he's an athlete, a fast athlete, and a physical athlete. There's some colleges that like him at safety long-term as much as they like him at wide receiver.
Speed. man. Speed and ability to make
deal with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, CJ, I want to go to you next. You guys both called up with Javian Hilson. Jerry spoke a little bit about him, the young man out of Cocoa, Florida, who's committed to Florida State, visited Florida last weekend, but you guys talked to him in depth at the airport today. What does the young man out of Cocoa, Florida have to say about where the Longhorns are now in his recruitment?
Yeah, go ahead and mark a slot off the bingo sheet Jerry keeps mentioning after the official visits. But Texas made a move here. They certainly are up in that top two for Javian Hilson. He mentioned it was Florida State and Texas after this official visit, certainly in the sense of getting his mom and sister, as you see here, onto campus for the first time. Texas did a great job. He was hosted by running back C.J. Baxter. They got the Florida connection there. I think he really enjoyed the city of Austin.
Yeah.
And that was a big takeaway for him. He mentioned just how large the city was, the buildings. He's always looking up. I think that caught his attention a little bit, as well as how Texas developed and put 11 guys in the NFL this past draft. That caught his attention because he knows development is a big, a vital role in where he will end up at the next level.
Two things caught my attention in the interview with Javian Hilson is, one, he immediately put Texas over Florida, and he's from Cocoa immediately. He said the visits didn't even compare. He said Texas was much, it was much more welcoming. And I'm not saying negative about Florida. I'm just saying what the kid said. It's on video. You can hear it. The other thing was, as some people are still interviewing Javian Hilson, I walked over to his mom and introduced myself and asked her what she thought of the visit. And the first thing she said was, I want Javian to come to Texas, but he likes FSU and Texas. So the mom threw it out there that she wants him at Texas. So I thought that was very interesting. So whether Texas knew it or not, headed into the visit, they may have somebody in their corner as this thing gets closer to decision time. But Hilson has already visited Florida. He goes to UCF next weekend, which it really isn't a player. Then he goes to Florida State June 21st through 23rd.
Got it. All right. Hey, we mentioned Tanook Hines, but there were two other guys from in-state that were there this weekend. Michael Terry out of San Antonio Alamo Heights High School, and then also Caleb Chester, the cornerback out of Fort Bend Marshall. Guys, what's the latest on them? CJ, you had posted something on Saturday that you heard that Terry was getting a look at a lot of different positions, not just wide receiver or running back or as a slot guy and as a tight end, flex tight end, but even on defense.
Yeah, of course, that's the big question with Michael Terry is, where does he fit best at the next level? Is it wide receiver? Is it a running back or an H-back? Or is it even on the defensive side of the ball? Right now, I think that's the conversation being had with Texas and Michael Terry, as well as a number of other programs. I had heard that there were conversations with Michael Terry and the Texas staff about possibly playing defense in college. He was receptive to that. And I think that is interesting, of course, because we've heard running back might be in the mix, as well as tight end, depending on who's recruiting him and where we're currently hearing that. But defense, I think right now, with the way that his body's kind of shaping up and maturing, you could certainly see the high ceiling on the defensive side of the ball, him coming off the edge or, you know, certainly with a 10-7, 10-8 speed, being able to roam around as an outside linebacker potentially.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Oregon talked to him about running back. I think that was their kind of way in the door there. But you say, look, Texas is a total recruiting effort. You see a picture with Sark, A.J. Milwee, Tashard Choice. I still think tight end. I think that Amari Nyblack, if Michael Terry were to end up at Texas, that Amari Nyblack as a tight end is probably the most realistic or the highest percentage of where Michael Terry would end up. But as CJ said, if not, if it's on the defensive side of the ball, it's going to be that edge outside rush linebacker position. But Michael Terry, like Tanook Hines, wants to play wide receiver. And like Rod Babers has been saying, more and more of these guys want to play offense, and you're seeing the numbers reflected in drafts.
Hey, guys, we mentioned Michael Terry and Tanook Hines. Caleb Chester has been a priority of Texas, the defensive back out of Fort Bend Marshall. Jerry, I know you've been on top of that recruitment. Anything of late from Caleb Chester after the official visit quite yet?
I have not spoken with Chester yet, but I spoke with somebody close to the recruitment, and they thought Texas is in a better spot, obviously. And I thought Texas had a slight lead heading in this visit over A&M and Arkansas. And the word we're getting right now, and before we hear second opinion, is that Texas is in a much more favorable position now coming out of the visit than they were. But we expect the official visit process to continue as of Sunday at 12:57 p.m. That could change in 3 hours. We don't know, but we think Texas put their best foot forward and is a favorite for Caleb Chester prior to A&M and Arkansas visits.
A very important school down in Houston to get into, right? Of course, we talked about it, not only Caleb Chester, but 2026 is the linebacker Noriel Dominguez, as well as Isaiah Williams, who's on campus for the Elite Junior Day on June 1st. So great spot as we talk about Texas kind of branching more back into Houston for Texas to have success and possibly create a pipeline down the road.
Yeah, Isaiah Williams will be one of the top two or three safeties on the board in the country in 2026 for Texas. And Dominguez obviously is a linebacker that has an offer from Texas. So, yeah, I agree with CJ.
All right. Hey, that's five of the guys we went over, or four of the guys. One more I want to talk about is Myron Charles, who's already – y'all missed him on the post at the airport. But, Jerry, my understanding is you actually talked to him briefly before he got on the plane.
I was looking for guys that were 6'3", 270, and he was 6'4", 290, so I totally missed him. He matched to come in a different way, let's say that. Myron Charles said he had a great visit to Texas, as you'd expect. He continues on with the official visit process. Miami next weekend, FSU June 21st through 23rd. He was at Florida last weekend. Again, similar to Hilson, the impression I got was Texas is ahead of Florida right now. We'll see if that continues to be the case. And nothing I've heard coming out of this visit was any different than headed into the visit, and that Florida State and Texas is where this battle would ultimately end up coming down to. And you don't want to say Miami has no shot, right? Or Florida has no shot, because he's in the state of Florida at Port Charlotte. But the feeling is the same as going into this visit, that Florida State and Texas is where this battle is going to come from. Florida State has a lot of confidence about this one coming into the visit. I think Texas, Jeff Banks and Kenny Baker, maybe slept on a little bit here. We'll have to see how it turns out. I don't want to say Texas vaulted themselves to a favorite or anything like that. I haven't heard anything like that. What I have heard is Texas did their job. He had a great visit. A first visit, it was a March visit. It was with a 7-on-7 team. This visit was with a number of family members. So that was big for Texas to have a realistic shot here, which we think they do.
Interesting. Two guys from this visit sound like they could be coming down to FSU in Texas with not only Myron Charles, but JV and Hilson, one out of Port Charlotte.
Recruit more Florida guys.
And JV and Hilson out of Cocoa, Florida. Hey, guys, the ones we didn't mention, and CJ was talking about a pipeline and talking about Houston appropriately, but the two California guys we've yet to mention, one of those photos was hilarious. Josiah Sharma and Myron Charles in an F1 car side by side there. What did y'all make of the two California guys? And have y'all heard from them yet post-visit?
I've not heard. They're still on campus. They have later flights. Josiah Sharma's around 6. Caleb Edwards is 7:30. He goes straight to Auburn, then to Alabama. He's got a full visit slate. But those are later visits, those California kids. They won't get out of here until 6 and 7:30 tonight. They're still on campus until early this afternoon.
And, of course, Bobby, the big video that went viral from Texas was from Josiah Sharma. I think he enjoyed it. Of course, I'm talking about the Lamborghinis walking into Moncrief, Sarkisian meeting them at the door. We actually talked to Javion Hilson about that earlier as he was departing at the airport. He said he loved it. And I think that's kind of the broad response from recruits walking in. Fans of opposing programs might have their own opinion. Recruits are still a fan of it, and it played this weekend.
I only got one thing to say to all that, to that conversation, is for the people saying Texas is only doing that because, you know, they don't have enough to get those kids without it. Well, and here's what I'm here to tell people, that Texas had three straight top five recruiting classes. You think Sark might have a handle on what works in recruiting versus the people that want to talk on social media about what works in recruiting? I don't think a guy that's had three straight top five classes would have that those cars out there if the kids didn't like it.
Well said.
I love it, Jerry. Hey, here's the other thing that I would say to this. As it relates to Texas on a whole, this is the first of three big recruiting weekends, right? Do we expect any quick decisions? Do we not have a feel for that? It sounds like Hilson and Charles have visits. Sharma and Edwards have visits coming up. Hines has got Notre Dame, who we I know he's got some crystal balls from Notre Dame on him. Yeah. Michael Terry still has a visit to the coming up as well. Where do we think any of these guys stand as far as making an official decision? You said Hines is in July. Yeah. Anybody else with an official timeline right now?
No, I think Caleb Chester told me in July as well, or late June after his visits. We'll see if he sticks with that timeline. Sharma, obviously, all these guys have the late June visits. Caleb Edwards has 6 official visits. So any specific dates with those guys? No. Some of the other dates we've heard about in general, obviously, John Williams from Lufkin's July 4th. Jamie French is end of August. DeCorian Moore is late July, early August as of right now. So some of those dates are starting to trickle out. These guys on visits this weekend, even Tanook Hines didn't have a specific date. He just said July right now.
Got it. All right, guys, I'm going to let you guys get back at it. I know you've got a lot of stuff going on. Is there anything you want to add before we let y'all go and get back covering the Longhorn official visit weekend?
Well, the thing to me is, obviously, having talked to Javion Hilson and, you know, kind of getting an idea of what these guys went through this weekend, Texas is very methodical with every minute that they're on campus, right? They're, whether it be Topgolf, whether it be position meetings, whether it be an outing with their hosts or players on the team, they're taking advantage of their time on campus. And, of course, as you mentioned, Jerry, 3 straight top 5 classes. They've got a method to the madness here, and it's paying off. And we've already heard good returns in terms of who was on campus this weekend. I think the next 2 weekends, of course, with 38 guys coming in, potentially up to 40, you'll start to really see some movement and potentially some timelines moved up as a result of some of these official visits taken on early in June.
Interesting. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. We'll be here. We've got 2 more guys. They're going to the we have live stream tonight. Go on the OTF.com. We have updates there. Become an OTF OG. $20 off annual subscription, $39.95. I'm going to go spend $39.95 on a 3-ounce hamburger patty, 4 french fries, and tea with extra ice. Airport food costs.
All right, guys. Jerry Hamilton, CJ Vogel, thanks for the Sunday afternoon update. This has been On Texas Football live from Texas's official visit weekend. Hook 'em, everybody.